Yo. What's up, Gen Z? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of reality served with a side of sass. We're diving deep into something that's gonna blow your mind, or at least help you stop spiraling into existential dread emotional intelligence. I know, sounds like some super serious textbook stuff. But trust me, this is not your grandma's self-help seminar. We're talking about leveling up your life, one freaking ritual at a time. Ever feel like you're on autopilot? Just reacting to everything instead of actually living. You know that feeling when your bestie spills the tea and you either explode with passive aggression or become an emotional puddle? Yeah, we've all been there. Emotional intelligence is basically your superpower to control those rollercoaster emotions, navigate messy situations like a boss, and build genuine connections that don't involve ghosting though, let's be real, sometimes it's necessary. So, how do you unlock this inner badass? It's all about building rituals, everyday habits that become the foundation of your emotional well-being. Think of them like your personal cheat codes to a happier, more balanced life. We're talking about things that actually work, not some Pinterest-worthy fantasy. First up, mindfulness meditation. I know, it sounds cliche and boring. But seriously, taking just 5 minutes each day to focus on your breath and observe your thoughts can be a game changer. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain, helping you stay present in the moment instead of constantly overthinking the past or stressing about the future. It's not about becoming some Zen master, it's just about training your mind to chill out for 5 minutes. Think of it as a mini mental vacation. Next, we got journaling, but not your basic diary entries. This is about getting real with yourself, pouring out all those messy emotions and figuring out what's driving you. Write down your fears, your frustrations, even that embarrassing moment from last night, we've all been there. Just get it out there on paper. Trust me, it's therapeutic AF. It's like therapy but cheaper, less awkward, and with way more coffee. Now, let's talk about movement, not just hitting the gym for the install-worthy bod, but finding ways to move your body that actually make you feel good. Think dancing like nobody's watching because trust me, they're too busy scrolling, going for a walk in nature. Or even just doing some stretches while binge-watching your favorite show. Movement isn't just about physical health, it's also about releasing those pent-up emotions and boosting your mood. Remember those real talk sessions with your bestie? Those are gold. Cultivating genuine connections is key to emotional well-being. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, challenge you, and make you laugh until your sides hurt. We're not talking about a bunch of fake friends for the gram, we're talking about real humans who get you. Flaws and all. Finally, let's talk boundaries because saying no is a superpower. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and protect your emotional energy. Don't feel pressured to say yes to everything or please everyone. Remember, your well-being matters and setting healthy boundaries is crucial for maintaining that balance. Okay, so imagine this. You're scrolling through social media, bombarded with everyone else's perfect lives. It starts to mess with your head, you start comparing yourself, and suddenly, you feel inadequate. But wait. Remember those rituals we talked about? You take a deep breath mindfulness, grab the journal and vent out all the negative vibes journaling, then go for a walk and listen to your favorite playlist movement. You call your bestie, share your feelings, and laugh about it all. By setting healthy boundaries on social media and taking time for yourself, you reclaim control of your emotions and avoid that spiral into self-doubt. The key takeaway here is this. Emotional intelligence isn't some magical unicorn, it's a skill you can develop through daily practices. These rituals are your secret weapons to navigate the chaos, build stronger connections, and live a more fulfilling life. Remember, you're in control of your emotions, not the other way around. So, go out there, level up your emotional intelligence game, and slay this day. Don't forget to tag me on TikTok with your favorite rituals. I want to hear your thoughts. Make sure you follow, rate, and share this podcast if it resonated with you. Peace out, Gen Z. You got this.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.